2013 is shaping up to be a golden harvest for Illinois farmer Brian Duncan.
And the crops this year are really good, very good crops.
The corn stalks in his fields are tall and plentiful, a dramatic change from last year's harvest, when an historic drought reduced crop yields throughout the United States. But while much of what he sees is promising, it's Washington, D.C. that gives him the greatest concern.
We rely on government reports and data as we're determining pricing for our crops. Now, there was supposed to be a major crop report last Friday that could have been a market-moving report one direction or the other, the October crop production report, and it wasn't released.
That's because the U.S. Department of Agriculture was partially shut down, and no one was available to publish the reports.
The office is currently closed due to the lapse in federal government funding.
Nobody knows how big the crop is, how much the carryover is going to be. All those government programs regarding crop size and so on are on hold because, you know, nobody's keeping statistics or nobody's showing up for work.
LaSalle County farmer Monty Whipple also serves as president of the local Farm Bureau. He says the government shutdown has had a ripple effect on farmers across the country. It's been noticeable mostly because the branch offices of the Agriculture Department have been closed and government programs for farmers have been on hold.
You're expecting any kind of a program payment yet this year. You're not obviously not getting it. If you have programs that you want to enroll for, they're not taking enrollments. If you want to put your crop money under loan, that federal loan money that's available, that's not going through.
I'm waiting for a sign-off on a new hog building that I am participating with the government program, the EQIP program. And we're ready to go. October 1st, it should have been signed off on. No one's in the office to sign off on it, so there we sit.
As Duncan sits in his combine and focuses on this year's harvest, he is also thinking about next year's planting season.
So we're making decisions as far as ordering seed, cropping mix, and we don't know what insurances will be available to us. We don't know what pricing will be available to us. We just sit here without much information.
That's because once lawmakers have dealt with the debt ceiling and reopened the federal government, they will have to tackle another issue of big concern to farmers: passing new farm bill legislation. The deadline is January 1st. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Polo, Illinois.